It's that time of year again. The tax man has been rooting around in a dumpster just down the road, and who knows, your garbage could be next. Besides me, who else is completely freaked out by all this mutual fund RRSP gobbledygook? And there's retirement to think about. I'll be 50 in less than 6 months and... In less than 2 months. Here to help me with the annual tax conundrum is financial advisor Owen Peddle.
Hi, Paul.
Now, you're legit, hey, Owen?
Of course.
Because I've gotten tangled up with some rather slippery characters in the past, and, well, I've lost some ground financially.
I am a member of the Old Town Brokers Association.
So then, if one of the members of that group steers me wrong, the association reimburses me.
No, you still assume all the risk.
Well, what's the purpose of the association?
Well, to give the investing consumer a sense of confidence in what is still essentially a crapshoot and, you know, to drive up fees.
That's great. Now, Owen, where am I, or any sane person, to put my money? This fund here, for instance, Juicy Growth, says that last year they got returns of 75%.
Right.
Aggressive Yield Fund claims 63%.
Mm-hmm.
Bernard Ayres' Get Your Yayas Out, Climax, Godhead, A Love Supreme Asia POW Fund says returns of 3,000%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for a guy who's getting 1.5% on his BCN Tower bonds, well, I feel like a bit of a chump.
Yeah, now, a lot of that is hype.
So, everything is hype.
Those figures were calculated in such a way as to put the funds in the best light. In the case of Juicy Growth, that percentage, see here in the small type... That was between January 29th and February 2nd of 1996. And the aggressive yield fund claims do not take into account the 35% to 45% in-out fees.
But what about Bernard Ayres? He made money on that huge Asian stumble.
Well, that fund was based on shorting Asia. He did very well.
Well, okay, let's go with him.
Asia's on the rebound, though.
Oh, geez, nothing is simple.
Bernard Ayres do offer other funds.
High returns, little risk, please.
Bernard Ayres, Beyond Good and Evil group of funds. But, You've heard of ethical funds?
Yes.
These they ain't.
Well, how bad can it be?
A few of the companies in the Beyond Good and Evil portfolio. South Asia Tiny Tots Tobacco, Acid X Mining, Ohio Meat Recovery, No Name Dolphin Foods, Archer Daniels Midland, and Candow Cheese and Drilling.
Candow C&D, but I thought commodities were down.
No, Candow Cheese and Drilling produces pornography.
Oh, well, I'd like to have a problem with this, Owen, but I also don't want to be a hypocrite.
I hear you.
Sure, it's bad to market cigarettes to children in the third world, but don't I get up every morning and have a slice of toast and a cup of tea and kippers on Sunday? Where's the cutoff? And hey, I want to be in with the in crowd and make a lot of money. Beyond Good and Evil? Sign me up.
Now, let's not put all our eggs in one basket. What a financial advisor like me does is suggest a complete package. You've already made some plans for your golden years, I trust.
Oh, yes. BCN Tower Bonds, as I've said. The BCN Pension Fund, naturally, and...
Oh, dear.
What?
I'm not going to say that it's a bad fund, but... Well, the fund is administered by the BCN administration.
Who better to administer than administrators?
Well, you see, back in the late 70s, facing a temporary budgetary shortfall, management borrowed from the pension fund.
Well, they'll pay it back, surely.
Oh, yes, yes, they signed notes. Huh. Unfortunately, they're redeemable in 2040.
I'll be 91!
Most actuaries would guess that you would, in fact, be dead.
Dead? This is serious, Owen.
No, don't panic.
Well, that's easy for you to say. You're young and vital.
Do you have any other funds or pensions?
There's my Mexican Screenwriters Guild.
Good. How much is in that fund?
Oh, geez, it was so long ago, but I have a card here. And they have a phone number.
Well, I think you should find out how much is in there.
Hollis, can I just dial out? I'll just give him a call, Owen, and I'll do this quickly before Ish puts the kibosh on it.
No time like the present.
If you think about it, you know, it could be substantial cake. I made over 15 films while I was down in Mexico. Yes, I'm sure that the...
Cantina El Barito.
Oh, I was looking for the Mexican Screenwriters Guild.
Silencio, silencio. Mexican Screenwriters Guild.
Ah, good. Hi, my name is Paul Moth. I'm inquiring about my pension. There were source deductions taken from my checks when I worked on cinema down in Mexico.
Cantina El Barito.
I thought this was...
No, Mexican... senor. This is the Cantina El Barito, senor.
Oh, sorry.
So what did they say? How are the numbers?
Okay, Owen, let's put this in the abstract. Say I'm anybody. Say I'm 50. I'm starting from scratch, and I'd like to think about putting my feet up and retiring at around 55. Okay, make it 65.
Try 70.
All right, 70. I've been saving aggressively this year, and I put away nearly $800. Now, what portion of that will I have to dedicate to a retirement plan, and what... portion can I safely afford to blow. Owen? Did I say something? Owen? Well, thank you, Owen Peddle. And I guess I'll give him a call a little later.